listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, Eddie Greer, yours truly, for another PPBD edition of the show here, recording on this Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon, I should say, on the 11th of October, 2022. And yes, I am recording this after a disappointing loss in Game 1 to the Phillies, the red-hot Phillies in the postseason there. Missed opportunities and whatnot. I can go on and on. So, Game 1 goes to the Phillies there, and the Braves made the epic Braves comeback there, scoring 3 in a knife there after trailing 7-1 in the game. They made it 7-6. Well, they got 2 runs in the 5th. Yeah, 2 runs in the 5th, if I remember correctly there. And then a 3-run bomb there in the 9th. And I just looked at the replay of the line out there. It doesn't do injustice there. And, oh boy, that would have been big there if Castellanos does not get to that ball right there. But, hey, it's the Braves' fault. Missed opportunities, can't do it. You just cannot do it, especially in the postseason there, where it's definitely magnified, questionable call, a questionable pitch-hitting decision. I mean, I can get into this all this, but I do not have a time, so I set a timer for myself here. I wanted to get a little bit of a post-run in here before the night is done. Of course, this will come out on tomorrow night. So this is the Big 12 update here from football. K-State does have a bye, and it's this week. So no game for K-State football this week. But we do know the time of the TCU game. If TCU beats Oklahoma State, this is they're both undefeated overall and in the Big 12. K-State is still undefeated in the Big 12, not overall. See, that Tulane loss is really, really, really is ugly head there. We should have won that ball game there against Tulane. I don't care what y'all say there. I know Tulane, got to give them credit for doing that, but again, makes you wonder, what if, again, you win that ball game? This is a whole different conversation where we're talking about K-State football there. So, but K-State is still unbeaten after the 1-point win on the road in Ames. So, whether the winner of this game, especially if TCU were to knock off Oklahoma State at home, it's already set up as a primetime game anyway, so 7 o'clock next Saturday night on FS1, TCU, which is ranked 13th right now, going against 8th-ranked Oklahoma State. And maybe the advantage here for K-State, they have a bye. They have 2 weeks to prepare for TCU and to really fix some things. So we'll see if that pays any dividends. Obviously, when you look at the Major League Baseball playoffs right now, the teams that, at least right now, Astros and Braves, they look really sluggish out there. So maybe this game here, they can get back in the groove, and then maybe tomorrow they can really set stride, and maybe for the Braves, use that momentum. The Phillies didn't do anything on offense after that addition in the top of the 5th inning, I think. They score. I don't have the stats up there, but I know the Phillies did score one more. So it's a matter, again, of what-if situations there. So we'll see. And we'll see what the K-State off week does for them. As well, the schedule gets even harder because TCU really surprised. They really surprised me. I think, right, KU and TCU, to me, are the surprise of the Big 12 to this point. I mean, who would have thought that KU, at least up until last week, would be undefeated the way they were? And at TCU, I thought really take a step back without their coach, but it seems to me that they're scoring with high efficiency. No Gary Patterson there. So Gary Patterson's effing flow was the defense. All those offensive damn coordinators that he got, especially in his last part of his coaching career, they didn't do anything. And now that he's gone, offense is rolling, scoring points left and right, and of course they hit the game winner last week in Lawrence there to break the backs of KU there. So, to me, TCU and KU are the surprises there so far. And if TCU knocks Oklahoma State, oh boy, it's going to set up a, which already is going to be, to me, already a mega showdown. And we'll see if I can get a podcast guest from TCU here. I still have not done, I have not put out that request yet there. So that's the that game's actually OSU and TCU is a 2:30 ABC game. The primetime game this week is Baylor and West Virginia. They are 3-2 Baylor at 2-3 West Virginia. That's FS1 6 o'clock game. The early slate of games there, 19th-ranked KU, didn't go anywhere. They did not go anywhere in the AP poll. They're going on the road against Oklahoma. Oklahoma, woo! Ooh-wee! Boy, oh boy, they got their ass handed to them. Well, it's called what it is there. They stink right now. OU, woo! Man, shout out like 49-0 gets Texas there in a Red River. What's more like a Texas River blowout. In that one there, and I'll be stunned if KU did not win that ball game there. Yeah, I'm gonna say it on a K-State podcast there. Right now, OU still, after all that, OU is still a two-score favorite. So we'll see if KU can go in there like K-State did and knock off Norman. That's the early game there, and then the other early game, Iowa State, 3-3, taking on Texas at 4-2. Texas is 22nd ranked there, as well as we beat Iowa State last week. They're in a big battle there, in a ugly battle at that, but K-State, again, did just enough to beat Iowa State there. They got the win. Win's a win, right? So you look at the standings now, where we're at, K-State, one of three undefeateds left in the conference. Yes, we're not undefeated overall with that lame loss to Tulane. K-State, Oklahoma State, and TCU, the only unbeatens left in the Big 12. And it's going to be two by the time week... What week is this? Week 7 is over. So that's kind of a look right there at what we're looking at right there. And again, a lot more reaction to the K-State-Iowa State game coming up on this weekend, week's edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. So make sure you are subscribed. You love what you've been hearing. Or it's your first time to the Purple Project Podcast. First of all, welcome on board of the podcast. Eddie Greer, your host, and my weekly counterpart, Alex Ain. We get together and chat K-State sports. All things K-State sports. So, definitely feel free. Go back, download some episodes. You want more K-State content, feel free. Go back, check out our dailies as well as weekly content as well. We can go back this summer and go back to our interviews as well with some of the guests that we've had on here leading up to football season as well. So I'm hoping if I don't reach out to that person tonight, then I might bring back on a familiar guest to chat K-State football here. I'm going to have to do that tonight. I'm going to have to really get on the ball here and get after it. For sure. And then, of course, stay tuned. We'll have an update on part two, men's golf. Of course, I recorded one earlier before game one, and which will be out later this evening. So, yeah, as I'm sitting here recording, it's on Tuesday afternoon. So, the golf team, as I recorded that, were second in the team standings there. I don't know who was leading at the time, but I'll definitely be going back tonight and looking at that and expect another update from that right after this. It'll probably come out tomorrow night as well, so I'll definitely get on that as well. And plenty more, of course, basketball is in full swing with practices, women's basketball on court along with the men, Jerome Tang for K-State men, Jeff Minnie on the women's side as well, as they get days closer to their preseason games there, respectively. And I want to double check that as well. So definitely it's going to be a little different twist this week. No game, but there's still going to be plenty to talk about as far as K-State sports goes as well. A lot to look forward to. And I believe K-State soccer will be in action when me and Alex get together to record that game should be over. That match should be over. I believe they play Tech. Yeah, they play Texas Tech Thursday night. So it's going to be a little bit of postcast on that. On an episode as well. K-State soccer knocked off Baylor over the weekend. So that postcast is out now, wherever you get your podcast. as well. So you want to make sure you're subscribed to the show. Definitely. I know from constantly, at least once a week, look at the listenership. We do have a heavy dose of listeners in the Midwest, including Kansas City in the middle of it. So we appreciate y'all. You live in the KC area. You love your K-State Wildcats. Pro Project Podcast is a place to get your sports along with the rest of the K-State family of podcasts. That's going to do it on this edition. A look ahead of Week 7. K-State is off this week as they get set for their showdown with TCU next week. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the PPPD.